Hey Magic fans, welcome to Magic Crossover presented by Starry. I'm your host Kendra Douglas, and on this episode, I chat with Gary Harris. Of course, we get into fashion and also the influence basketball had on him since his mom played, and also what it's like on the road traveling as an NBA player. I hope you enjoy this episode with Gary. Welcome back to Magic Crossover, presented by Starry. I'm Kendra Douglas, alongside Gary Harris. Gary, thank you for joining me today.
Thank you for having me.
Now, we're on the road, and so I'm kind of curious, what has been your favorite road stops so far this season?
My favorite road stops? Anywhere that is probably warm. Yeah. So, like, West Coast, Phoenix is always good, Miami. Mm-hmm. Dallas. I love San Antonio, actually.
Really?
Yes. Wait. I love the weather.
Yeah. I need to hear why we like San Antonio.
I just like the weather. It's just like, okay. It's always so hot down there. It's just like, depending on where you're coming from, it's just like, you can always count on some good weather in San Antonio. Got some decent barbecue down there, too. But then I like Toronto, New York, pretty much all the big cities.
Okay.
Big cities and the warm cities.
I've really become a fan of Toronto. I'm really into that now.
Toronto is a great city.
Yeah, definitely. So the biggest reason why we do this podcast is because we really want to get to know the players outside of basketball. So who is Gary Harris outside of basketball? What are some of the things that you really enjoy doing?
I'm a chill person. I really like to just chill, kick it, take it easy, don't do too much. I like to read some books. I'm into fashion. I like clothes. I'm always online, surfing the net, trying to see what I like. Play some video games here and there, but not as much lately. But really just chilling. Like, I really just take it easy. I mean, we don't have that much downtime, you know.
But, the traveling is crazy.
The traveling is crazy. And just really just kick my feet up. You know, the season gets so long sometimes. So it's just like, just whenever I get a chance to relax, that's what I try to do.
I mean, I feel like every time they're doing something on, like, the big screen of, like, your fashion and everything, all the guys are cheering you up. All the guys are like, yeah, like, that is, like, so when did fashion become kind of, like, something you wanted to do, look into more? And, like, when did you become someone who really wanted to express, you know, yourself with your fashion?
I don't think there was ever, like, a specific point. I just feel like, you know, I feel like I was fly ever since I was young. You know what I'm saying? Like, even like my parents, you look at my baby pictures, I got on like some fresh J's or got on some nice polo. And it's just like, as I grew up, you know, I've always like wanted to present myself. I've always wanted to look nice. And like, as I got older, I got to, you know, get my own little money. I got just more into it. I got to, you know, get some of the stuff that I really like. Mm-hmm. So I went to Fashion Week probably like 5 years ago in Paris. And, you know, that was... When I was in Milan, I did the MBPA program in Milan, and really just getting to Europe and just seeing just the different like brands and being able to like build with them and, you know, go out there and shop, you know, I kind of just took from there. And then after Fashion Week, it was just like, it's just something that I just feel like it's a part of me.
Yeah, kind of elaborate on that experience, because I feel like until you're going to Fashion Week, you don't really get to see really everything, like the details and just how everyone can really just show their own character and show their own vibe. Like, how cool was it to be around that?
It was amazing. Just everybody's on their different vibe and everybody expresses themselves like differently. So there's so many different types of fashion. There's no like right or wrong. It's just a matter of like what you feel and how you express yourself and just understanding how much that goes into it, like all the people that are behind the different brands and like all the hard work they put in. It's just like our profession, you don't necessarily see all the behind scenes of practicing, working out, but you just see like the finished product of the games. And you just see the finished product of the clothing, but just to understand what goes behind and how they figure out like the creative process is something that's like definitely really intrigued me.
That's so cool. Yeah. Are there any specific brands that you've really liked or adapted to recently?
You know, I like Martin Rose. I got the pants on right now. I'm a vet mod type of guy. Chrome Hearts, LV. I'm really open to a lot of brands, but just surfing that, just figuring out which, you know, best suits me. You know, I would damn near wear anything, if, you know, if I like it.
Yeah, I feel that. So we were talking a little bit earlier, and Actually, Gary Harris could have been a football player.
Yes.
Tell me a little bit about how you got into football and just, you know, what position were you? And I feel like a lot of the guys here have played football at some point in time, but you could have continued to keep going with it too.
No, yeah, I definitely could have. Like, even like you asked my dad to this point, he wanted me to play football. oh, man. Shout out to Jamal Mosey, man. He's a hell of a coach. Even my dad, like, to this day, like, he's like, man, I wish you would have played football. I mean, he's happy what I'm doing now, but, like, just playing around. I grew up in Tennessee. That's when I started. And then when I moved to Indiana, I just kind of just – basketball got mixed in as well. Mm-hmm. And then
Coach Mosley.
So keep talking about football?
Yeah.
And then I played all the way through my senior year of high school. I had offers for football. But I started telling schools going after my junior year that I wasn't going to play football. Because I was getting recruited. You could play basketball and football. But I'm like, I'm definitely not trying to do both. Mm-hmm. Like, I wanted to at least enjoy my college experience and be able to be a college kid at least some part of the year. So I chose basketball, and then I never looked back.
How has basketball really shaped your life and just what you're able to do for your family now?
I mean, it's been crazy. I mean, it's been able to open so many doors for me. Even like back when I was young, like subconsciously, I didn't realize how basketball was such an influence in my life. Just my mom playing at WNBA, just running around, being at her practices, you know, going to her games, being a little kid and just growing up. Mm-hmm. Just to see all the places I've been playing basketball, the friends I've been able to make, and then, you know, financially it's been able to, you know, take care of me and mine, which is, I'm forever grateful for.
Do you talk to your mom a little bit about, like, even now, about, like, your game, or, like, do you guys have those conversations? Does she try to critique you a little bit at all or anything?
Nah, not no more.
Not anymore?
My parents
when
used
was
to try
she,
to,
though?
Like, even, like, growing up, like, my dad was always way harder on me than my mom. Mm-hmm. But she was always this, like, supportive one. And she was, like, she throws, like, little texts out here and there, just, you know, support, encouragement. But she really lets me do my own thing. She just wants to see me happy, and as long as I'm good, like, that's all she cares about, for real. But I do have to say, because she always says, I never beat her in a game, a one-on-one.
Okay, you never?
Because, I mean, I was getting to the age when I was about to beat her, and she stopped playing me. I was probably, like... I was young, so it wasn't like, I was like fifth grade, and she could still hoop a little bit.
Yeah,
so it was
yeah.
like, she beat me though the last game, and she never played me again, so she can still say that I've never beat her one-on-one.
In a game?
Yeah.
That's hilarious. Do you think that, like, her time at Purdue and just, like, seeing everything that she's been able to accomplish, and...
Everybody's a funny guy.
Everybody is coming into our interview today. It's been great.
Sheesh.
Just her time at Purdue, do you think that, like, it helped shape your mindset of what you could do for your future, of just even thinking about, like, basketball could be something? Like, was that kind of, or did she even pressure you into, like, sports or anything? Did it just come up for you, like, organically?
Like, I think it was pretty organic. They just let me do my thing. Like, they never really forced me to do anything one way or another. You know, my dad really wanted me to play football, but at the end of the day, it was my choice. Mm-hmm. I just feel like I just really began to take it serious the older I get, just as my competitive side began to come out. And I really just started to, like, work out on my own and really, like, started to take upon myself to really, like, get better. Mm-hmm. And then once I did that, you start to see a payoff in high school. Then I was McDonald's All-American. But it wasn't until, like, my freshman year of college where I realized, like, oh, wow. I got a chance to go to the WNBA. That's crazy.
I know, right?
WNBA is crazy.
The WNBA.
Yeah, to go to the NBA. Because I remember it was after we was in the Sweet 16. We played Duke. Mm-hmm. We just got smacked. I ain't played good. Terrible. It was in Indianapolis. I felt awful. And I wasn't on social media at the time. I had gotten off of it during the season. And that's back when, like, Twitter was just, you know what I'm saying? It wasn't as big as it is now, obviously. And everybody was in my locker, and they was interviewing me, like, waiting to interview me, and I'm just like, here I go. Like, I know I played bad, but damn, like, this many people. And, like, the first thing they asked me was, what's your decision for next year? Like, what do you plan to do next year? And I had no idea what they were like, talking what? About. Like, I mean, what do you mean? It's like, are you going to go to the draft? Or are you going to, you know, like, that's when it all, like, really hit me. And I was like, nah, I don't want to go to draft. I want to go back to college. I was nervous. I was scared. I was still in the dorms. I'm like, nah. So after that, like, I really, like, going into my sophomore year of college, like, I really, like, tried to take, like, another step of, like, mm-hmm. maturity and just, like, not just on the court but off the court, just, like, really trying to grow up. And I think that really helped me. And after that, like, I really, like, understood, like, what was in front of me.
That's kind of cool that you say that, because I feel like now, today's basketball players,
oh, man.
If you ask them their freshman year, if they're going to go to the draft, they're probably going to be like, hit my agent up, or like, you know, like, they're going to say something
they
crazier.
Go regardless. They don't even care.
They don't.
And this new generation is
it's
different.
It's a whole new generation. Yeah. So it's kind of cool to hear how, like, when you were in that position, you were just kind of like, I'm going back to my dorm.
I'm trying to go kick it with the guys. It's about to be springtime in college,
yeah,
first time freshman year,
right?
Man, I gotta see what this is talking about.
That's kind of crazy just to see the like how much it's changed and how much the game has changed just like from then to now, and like what you're experiencing when you see the guys now and like these younger guys now, and especially with the NIL and everything. How crazy is it to just know that like this is our generation of basketball now?
It's crazy. Just to see, like, you know, where we started and where we came from. It just felt like a little bit more organic. But now everybody has a trainer. Like, having personal training back then was kind of like, oh, you got the next step. You're not, like, but now if you don't have a personal trainer now, like,
you're behind. Yeah.
So it's like, it's just, the game has grown so much. And it's just like, it's become so popular worldwide. So it's just like, I feel like that's just what comes with it. And you know, you see, like, the payoff, you know, if you're able to make it, and just how you can change lives forever if you're able to, you know, take advantage of, like, certain situations.
Yeah, for sure, without a doubt. So what is something that maybe people who don't see you every day, and like you kind of just said, they don't see the practices, they just see what goes on the court. What's something that people don't know about the NBA life, maybe even when it comes to, like, the traveling or, like, just what you do behind the scenes?
I would say that like we like normal people. We have normal emotions just like everybody else. Like mm-hmm. we have good days, we have bad days. It's like we wake up at times when we don't want to do like anything. Mm-hmm. So it's like then having to, on top of that, just flying from city to city, getting stuck on a runway for an hour and a half after a game.
Oh my gosh.
And then being expected to produce the next day like nothing happened. Like you're completely fresh 100%. You know, it's a long, grueling season. And I done seen a lot of stuff through these past, like, 10 years. And it's just, like, I'm just thankful and blessed to, you know, still be playing this game. But it's not easy by any means.
And before we let you go, what are some goals that you still have for yourself that you might want to accomplish in your career?
NBA career?
Yeah.
Ah, man. I'd probably say the only thing is, like, you know, win the championship. Mm-hmm. I mean, I feel like that'll be the ultimate, like, pinnacle of the sport. So I would say that'll be the only goal I have, and that's a team goal. Personally, like, I'm good, I'm a team player, so it's like, as long as my team's winning, like, I don't care about a stat, I don't care about nothing. Like, as long as we can win, go out there, compete, I think that's just the best thing. Just have fun doing that.
Awesome. I think that's a great way to end this episode. So thank you, Gary Harris, for joining Magic Crossover presented by Starry, and make sure you check out the next episode.
The can of Starry too.
Thanks for listening to Magic Crossover presented by Starry. Make sure you share and subscribe to the podcast. And thanks again for listening.